from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports Radio, Nights Are Not a Game. Welcome back to
Two Dudes, Same Fantasy, man.
Bo Johnson, Brian Gebhardt here from the Kia Studios in Colony Square. Hour number two. So we're 30 minutes away from injury reports being released for the 1 o'clock games. Give us a shout, 404-741-0929 with your lineup questions. You can also reach out to us on the Twitter. I am at Jedi Sports Radio. BG is at Brian_Gebhardt. You got to work really hard for that one. Kevin from Roswell reached out to us, and he's on line one. Kevin, what you got, brother? Kevin?
Morning, folks.
What's going on, man?
Two quick questions for y'all. First question, I got Derek Carr and Tua at QB. I'm leaning more towards Carr going up against the Titans defense, but I wanted to get y'all's opinion.
All right, so BG has an interesting tweet from Adam Schefter that may help your decision on this one, because I think I know my answer.
Yeah, I think heading into today, you may have thought it was Carr, but I think it's Tua, and here's why. So, like he just said, Adam Schefter tweeted this out. These are the starters for the Bills today with their safeties out and Trey White still coming back from the ACL. So they've got cornerback Kair Elam, who's a rookie first-round pick. They've got cornerback Christian Benford, who's a rookie sixth-round pick. Their safety, Damar Hamlin, is a 2021 sixth-round pick, and Jaquan Johnson, the other safety, is a 2019 sixth-round pick. Collectively, these four guys have made three NFL starts in their entire career.
It's not a lot of starts.
Tua, I think, he's going to give you a higher ceiling this week. I think Carr's a higher floor for you, but I think Tua's going to be chasing some points. And if you're swinging for the fences, I would go with Tua in this spot.
And you're looking at some guys – a handful of guys with zero NFL experience, basically. These are supposed to be the guys that give the corners help over the top versus the fastest man in the NFL.
Yeah, one of the other fastest men in the other NFL.
Yeah, And I'm not even talking about Waddle. So, you know, blown coverages, I think you may see some today for the Miami Dolphins. So I would go to it.
Matchups. Gotcha. Next question I got. So Justin Jefferson, he's a lock at one of my receiver spots going against the Lions defense. And then I got – right now, Gabe Davis is starting for me, but sitting on my bench, I got Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, and Jerry Jeudy.
So Jerry Jeudy may or may not play. Keenan Allen may or may not play. We'll find out in 20 minutes.
And his quarterback may or may not play.
Yeah. For me, this is Gabe Davis on the most potent offense in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think the way that you have it right now is the way to go. You know, if one of those guys had a full clearance of health, I would probably lean in that direction. But the hamstring and the Herbert situation makes me nervous for Keenan Allen. Jerry Jeudy may not go. So, yeah, I think Gabe Davis is the spot there for you.
Sweet. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. So we got one on the social, BG, from our guy Nolan reaching out to us.
Okay.
Pick two, McLaurin, Kirk, or Bateman?
For me this week, it would be Kirk and Bateman. It would be Kirk and Bateman in the spot.
McLaurin's got a horrible matchup against the Eagles and Darius Slay. You know, even if Darius Slay doesn't shadow him, because Curtis Samuel is good too.
Mm-hmm.
So the Eagles can line up just and play sides. You still don't like the matchup for either one of these guys. Bateman actually has a pretty decent matchup. Kirk's matchup's not advantageous, but you're not at this point. You're not benching Christian Kirk.
Dude. Yeah, he's getting peppered with targets. Yeah. The way they're using him in the slot too, he's been terrific, and he is their guy for sure. So yeah, I would go Kirk and Bateman based on the matchup that McLaurin has. That is very rare, by the way, for us to have. Like, we're not. Bo and I typically don't sit here and just agree on everything. In fact, you heard a couple things earlier where we disagree. Yeah. So it's weird for us to have three questions in a row like that and to agree. Hopefully those are all right. We rarely always go in the same direction. So what I'm saying is those are definitely going to work out for you today.
Lock them in.
Make sure you let me know if they don't.
What's Randy say? Locks.
Locks of the week. But I love Randy. Randy's trying to have some fun with fantasy football with us, but he still doesn't fully understand it. So he throws out locks of the week as though they're like the first quarterback. Like, he's like, Pat Mahomes. It's like, all right, thank you, Randy. Appreciate it, man. Everyone was worried about if they should start Pat Mahomes or not.
All right. So, yeah, give us a shout. Like I said, 404-741-0929. Reach out to us on the Twitter. Let's run through some NFL football games. We've already actually kind of been through this one. There's not a whole lot. This is Monday night. Cowboys at your New York Giants. It's Saquon, it's CeeDee Lamb, it's I think Zeke, possibly, and even in a PPR, Tony Pollard. You know, I'm not huge on Zeke this season, just from the way that he looks. But, and Randy actually had a great point on this on Friday during the midday show on 99 The Game, Andy Randy. Zeke is getting a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like crap doing it as far as I'm concerned, but he's getting a lot of work. He's going to continue to get a lot of work, and he's got a decent matchup, you know, versus the New York Giants front seven this week. So not a lot of fantasy goodness in this game, though.
No.
Maybe Michael Gallup should be returning in this game. If you're in a desperation play, maybe.
Yeah, Noah Brown, if Michael Gallup doesn't play.
For, Dobbins for me, too. Like, if – just wait and see on the first week back from an ACL, you know. And then if he has a good game, then go ahead and fire him up.
I will say Gallup, I just grabbed him in one. I grabbed him in the listener league at 92.9. I needed some wide receiver help. I'm not going to play him this week, but a lot of people probably dropped Gallup in your league after Dak got hurt that first week. Maybe I don't want to sit with this and the injury, and then I don't know when he's coming back. If he's out there, go ahead and
Cooper
stash
Rush
him.
Did not look horrible.
Yeah, he didn't look horrible. You know. Plus, you know, in theory, Dak should be back in a month.
And,
so,
hey, well, Jerry wants a quarterback conversation.
Yeah, Dak will be back next week if it was Jerry who was deciding, you know. So.
Well, Cooper Rush wants to get the starting job. Jerry Jones thinks he can actually do that. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, I just hope that Cowboys-Giants is actually a good football game. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a Giants fan. It's been a miserable
stretch. Hey, 3-0, baby. They're going.
So
3-0.
If we can beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football, it'd be so much
fun. Saquon's going to lead them to the promised land where they're going to get beaten the NFC Championship by my New Orleans Saints.
Oh, man, that all sounds great. I love fairy tale world.
And it's called fantasy.
Yeah, it is. This is true.
We live out fantasies here. The same ones often. All right, Sunday night, Niners at the Broncos. Kind of the same. Look, we love George Kittle in this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Javonte Williams, you're not taking out of your lineup. No. Not a great matchup versus the 49ers, though. Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
Same thing. You're not taking him out of your lineup. Still not a great matchup. But look, Russ is going to cook at some point.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a game, even though San Francisco has a good defense, if there's a game for Russ to get started, we say this every week at this point, this is going to be the game. But look, he's very familiar with the San Francisco 49ers. He's very familiar with Shanahan and their entire offense. He's very familiar with their defense as well. So cook, Russ.
Yeah. We've talked about this a lot. I've got a lot of Broncos. I have one team where I've just got every single Bronco there is, which I didn't really plan on purpose, but I've been in the weeds this week looking at how good or bad this team is. There's all sorts of crazy numbers that go along with the Seattle. Like, they have the most yards per drive in the NFL this year, the Denver Broncos, which is just a stat that you wouldn't think. They've fumbled on the one twice, so it's been
that was bad.
Terrible. I've cursed a lot watching the Broncos games from a fantasy outlook this year. Not a great matchup, but to your point, I'm starting Russell Wilson still a little begrudgingly over the other Hall of Fame guys with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. I'm starting him over Carson Wentz.
Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has a great matchup.
That hurts to even think.
It hurts to say, but honestly, listen, Kirk, hey, man, he's...
As far as matchups go, it is a much better matchup for Cousins. But you know he's going to Cousin, though. He's going to...
Yeah, but he... 1 o'clock Lions game, that's where Cousins lives. Primetime, Eagles, not Kirk Cousins.
Great point.
You know,
it's a primetime game versus the Lions,
game,
maybe not so much.
You know, divisional foe, not so great of a team. That's where Kirk Cousins shines. So, yeah, I'd give him the bump. But try to stick through the Russell Wilson experience. this week. Debo Samuel is starting with some confidence.
Sure.
I think you can play Jeff Wilson. To your point, yeah, not the greatest matchup for Javonte Williams. You're going to play him, but I would avoid – you don't want to play Melvin Gordon this week, even though he's been getting a lot of work. That's the guy you'd probably sit to start a couple other names that we had been giving you throughout the day, but that's how I look at that.
I'm looking for someone else to play over Jeff Wilson, but he is going to be the guy, and along with, you know, along with Debo – they are the number one and number two running backs for the San Francisco 49ers. So,
and to your point, I'm looking for someone else to start over Jerry Jeudy, and I have Jeudy in a league. So, like, I'm like for that one, I'm almost definitely playing Nelson Aguilar over him. I just don't know if he's going to go or not, and we're not going
to
find
out
until
have to wait.
5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, which is going to be really frustrating. So, yeah.
So Cole Beasley or Jerry Jeudy?
Oh man,
see, he's thinking about it.
Gross. That is actually one I'd probably wait out. I would wait out and hope Jerry Jeudy started, and then if Jerry
Jeudy, will you find out by 4:25?
No, and then if not, then you would have to turn, and then you'd have to pivot to like Michael Gallup or Noah Brown or one of the Giants' disasters on Monday night. But yeah, I would hold out hope that Jeudy would play in that situation. Hopefully that doesn't wind up happening. So
so we teased at the end of Sam and Greg's show. We've talked about this a couple of times. You don't need to spend a whole lot of time on this game. Bucks, Packers. A football game where two Hall of Fame quarterbacks are going to be playing football and you don't want anything to do with either quarterback or any of their wide receivers. Unless you're Cole Beasley, Brian kind of has a thing for him. But.
Well, I'm just like, listen, you're making it sound like I want to be very clear about this. I'm not advocating people to start Cole Beasley. If you are in a spot and need a warm body,
16-team league,
Beasley wouldn't be the worst play in the world. So,
hey, and Cole Beasley's always had a high floor. He may give you that today.
Yeah.
I'm just not taking that chance.
Who, if you had to, right? Just say Brady and Rodgers are your quarterbacks. That's all you got. There's nothing out in the waiver wire. Which one of those two are you playing today in this game?
Rodgers.
Yeah, me too.
He has more mediocre weapons than Brady does today.
Yeah, and he's got both his running backs, and they're heavily involved
in
the passing game, too.
Both of them
using
the pass
game. Yeah, and he might wind up having everybody – he might wind up having all of his pass catchers outside of Sammy Watkins in this game.
The thing with Rodgers is that he's – all of his pass catchers, minus Watkins, who's been placed in the IR, are healthy, but his pass catchers are just not great. Like, his number one pass catcher is a wide receiver two at best in Alan Lazard. Then he's got some rookies, but he's also got some great running backs that catch the ball, you know. So
ask him for a friend today. Marcus Mariota at the Seahawks, Aaron Rodgers against the Bucks. I know,
man.
That's the noise I made too when I saw it. That was my roster choices.
Man, honestly, I'd probably go Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
I know. That's what I have.
The
Marcus,
turnovers from Mariota.
It's also just the – like sometimes, you know, we may overthink fantasy football a little bit, right? Sometimes it's just am I really going to play Marcus Mariota over Aaron Rodgers in any capacity? I think it's just a weird idea to kind of gather around your head. So
had it not be for the turnovers, you know, Mariota, I think maybe – because the Seattle can't stop anybody.
Mm.
You know, we love, and we'll get to this game here in a minute, but we love Tyler Algier to maybe do something in this game. I don't know if I'd move him into that your wide receiver one or two conversation quite yet, but I think this is a game where he can do something.
Yeah.
You know, we're trending that direction. Let's get to Carter in the ATL. Got a flex question. What you got, Carter?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I got a couple options at flex today, right? So I have Garrett Wilson, Devontae Smith, and Tony Pollard, right? Garrett Wilson's been great. I also have Hollywood Brown at my wide receiver, too. A little worried about his matchup today, so might even sub him out, you know, for two, three of those options. But wanted to hear what you guys think about that.
Me, personally, Marquise Brown looks like he has a bad matchup because of Jalen Ramsey, but Jalen Ramsey doesn't necessarily shadow all the time, so I think Brown's going to get his opportunities. But as far as the other three guys go, give me Garrett Wilson, man. Mm-hmm. Roll over. I mean, it's not even that much of a dice roll at this point after he blows up last week. He had a decent week one. Devontae Smith, we just haven't seen it, you know? And Tony Pollard, man. Tony Pollard is actually probably a pretty decent flex option in a PPR, but I don't see a high ceiling out of Tony Pollard. He's going to give you 10 points. He's going to do that every week.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Garrett Wilson is probably the highest floor and the highest ceiling. Of those guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. 22 targets through the first two games for Garrett Wilson. I was listening to Move the Sticks, which is a really good podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks, and they were talking about how the Jets coaching staff met after week one and talked about how they needed to get Garrett Wilson even more involved. And that was after his first NFL game where he had 8 targets. So the fact that he had 12, got the 2 touchdowns now, you're not going to expect 100 yards and 2 touchdowns every week, but chase the points while they're there right now. And while Joe Flacco is the quarterback, because it looks like Zach Wilson's going to be the quarterback next week.
Would you say a decent floor for Garrett Wilson right now? 8 receptions, 80 yards?
8 receptions, 65 yards. Yeah.
6 receptions.
The Jacoby Myers special.
Yards-ish.
Yeah. The Jacoby Myers
special.
Maybe
a touchdown.
Maybe a touchdown.
Great player. He's getting more looks in the red zone than any other person on the Jets.
Some of those corners, too, for who they play last week, the Browns, I think it was, had said he's doing Justin Jefferson stuff. Like, that was a quote from one of the guys. So. Yeah. Something to keep an eye on.
All right, we got to go to break. We're going to get to Falcons Seahawks as well as the rest of the NFL slate for today. When we come back, you listen to Two Dudes Same Fantasy on 99 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 99 The Game. You are listening to Two Dudes Same Fantasy. From the Kia Studios in Colony Square. Also brought to you by Houndstooth Grill and Bar in Braselton, where if you go to Houndstooth right this very second, brunch is happening, great food, and Bloody Marys, which is always also great.
Yeah. All of those things sound nice to me.
Yeah.
That actually, like, the more we keep talking about how, like, I just want to go. I'm so hungry right now. I'm, like, just kind of, like, bird food eating this granola over here, and it's not doing it. I need, like, a sausage biscuit and a Bloody Mary or
with
something.
With some, like bacon and some cheese in
it. Yeah, I need that.
And some okra and some beans, whatever.
Yeah, that all sounds really good.
Into a Bloody
Mary. And then just
lay
on the couch for 7 hours and watch football. That sounds awesome. So
the fun does not stop at the end of Two Dudes Same Fantasy. You've got the Wade Ford Tailgate Show coming up next with our boy John Chuckery and Hugh Douglas. But you can also go out into the city and see some of our guys today. The Falcons Network pregame, Chris Goforth and Harper LaBelle, is going to be happening at 2:25 at Hobnob in Atlantic Station. Then you can roll on over to Buckhead to Big Sky and catch our guy, Randy McMichael, from 3:30 to 5:30 and watch some football with Randy Mac.
Yeah, and both of those great places to watch games. So either one, if you're closer to one part of town or another, make sure to go check those out. Hell, if you have time, go by both of them. And if you can't make it to both of those or either of those, then go to Houndstooth. You know, one of those three is going to get the job done for you today. So.
Yeah, of course. All of them will get the job done for you. It all depends on where you are in the city.
Yeah.
So, Bloody Marys, beers, and brunch.
There it is.
So we've had some people reach out to us before we get to this Falcons and Seahawks game. We've had some people reach out on Twitter. You can get to us at Jedi Sports Radio or at Brian _Gebhardt. Yes, there's an extra keystroke in that one involved. You can also give us a shout at 404-741-0929, 0929. Mochis, a.k.a. Grits, reached out on the Twitter. So I'm assuming this is a process of elimination because he has the same player in both questions. Hardman or McLaurin, and then Algier or Hardman. So I guess maybe we pick two of these three players.
So it's Mecole, who and who?
Or McLaurin, I guess, in the wide receiver spot.
Okay.
Or then in a flex spot, maybe Algier or Hardman.
Okay, Mecole, McLaurin.
For me, it's – even though it's a bad matchup, I got to go McLaurin on the top one. And look, man, I will roll the dice on Tyler Algier. I just – Mecole Hardman, it's that Chiefs offense. I think that if there's going to be anybody do anything, it's going to be MVS or Juju, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, in the question, did they mention if it was a PPR league or a non-PPR league? Okay, yeah, I'm with you, too. Even though we said McLaurin's not a great matchup, he's the best football player out of these three and still the primary receiver for Washington. So I would go with him. Out of the other two, if it's a PPR league, I would go with Mecole Hardman. And if it's a non-PPR league, I would go with Tyler Algier. Mecole has been involved, but like you said, it's been not really sure who's going to get the ball sort of a thing. But, yeah, I'm going to give Mecole the bump in PPR. And Algier, I would go with him in non-PPR in that situation. But McLaurin needs to be in there out of those three guys.
So Cheeks had reached out earlier, but I think we covered this one. Wilson or Cousins, and it's Kirk Cousins. I think I have to agree with you. Kirk Cousins, he was a bold pick for me. He was a bold pick for both of us, actually. If I'm not mistaken, great matchup today. He's going to throw some picks, but he'll also probably throw for 350 versus the Lions.
And the other thing that kind of gives me the nod to, it's a better matchup all around for Kirk Cousins. They're going to be indoors. Plus, we don't know if Russell Wilson's going to have his second passing option in Jerry Jeudy tonight. So the 49ers can kind of roll all their coverage to Cortland Sutton. I think Cousins has a better chance of going off in this game, more so than Russell Wilson for sure.
And then Jake Poole reached out to us. Miles Sanders or James Robinson?
Miles Sanders or James Robinson? I would go with Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders versus the Commanders. James Robinson versus the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Miles Sanders while he's got the kind of the hot hand. He's healthy. This Eagles offense is rolling right now, and he's clearly the guy, even though it's a committee there for the Eagles. I'm going to roll with Sanders, which I didn't think I was going to be saying in week three necessarily.
James Robinson was actually a bold pick for me this week. Mm-hmm. The Chargers give up big plays. They have in both of their first two games. James Robinson's out-carried Travis Etienne 55-13.
Yeah.
Or out-snapped 55-13 in the first couple of games. So I'm going James Robinson there. I don't think either of them are a horrible play. Commanders have James Robinson, I think, has a slightly better matchup, mm-hmm. not by a bunch. You know, so Miles Sanders is the guy in Philly.
How do you feel about James Robinson? I actually wound up drafting him in a couple different teams, and I've wound up shopping him just because I have some pretty good running back depth on some of those teams. He's not going to score multiple he scored two touchdowns week one. He scored a touchdown last week. Like, where do you just kind of feel about him the rest of the season? Do you think he's going to be a solid RB2, or is he just maybe a flex guy or a guy that you should try to trade and maybe strike while the iron's hot? Or how would you approach
James
Robinson?
I feel a lot better about him now than I did at the beginning of the season because we all thought that Travis Etienne was going to be the guy, and that still may happen.
Yeah.
But James Robinson, let's not forget, is a great football player.
Yeah, he's been very productive.
All right, and he's shown the Jags that. They mm-hmm. know that about him. So it could be a situation that if he has a blow-up game, we haven't seen Travis Etienne eat into his work. It's been kind of the same, like 75-25 as far as the splits go.
Yeah.
You know, so with James Robinson being on the field that much more, I feel a lot better about him than we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, so I like him as an RB2. If he has a game where he scores two more touchdowns, and then we also see Travis Etienne kind of get more carries, kind of be used in third down, that's maybe when you start shopping him around or whatever. You know, if you're super solid at running back and he's just there on your bench, sure, see what you can get for him, you know. But I like him as an RB2. I'd feel safe with him right now moving forward.
Okay.
You know, until we see something out of ATN.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. He's kind of been the Christian Kirk of running backs this year, where you got him in that 9th, 10th, 11th round, and he's really paid off for you. I ironically have just had him – I've had him on the bench the first 2 weeks, so now I've got to play him in the leagues that I have him,
I'd kind of faded him during drafts and picked other guys that were around him just because of the Travis Etienne.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, the hype was high for him, certainly. Do you have any other questions? I've got one other one saved here.
Go ahead.
We got J-Pal ATL. Thanks for tweeting us there, J-Pal. He said, Odyssey app isn't working right now, so sorry about that. Hopefully it gets back up. He's got J.K. Dobbins in his flex, so he's going to keep him there. And he's saying, non-PPR league, would you go with Raheem Mostert, Chris Olave, or Devontae Smith this week?
Wow, so in a non-PPR, all you need is one big play out of Devontae Smith, you know?
Yeah.
Are you going to get it? I don't know. But that could also happen with Olave.
Yeah.
You know?
I would go with Olave. I think Olave has shown quite a bit to me in the first couple weeks. He doesn't have quite the numbers that Drake London has. He has eight catches for 121 yards. He had the fumble, which took away some of his points last week. I think he gets that big play today against this Panthers secondary. Like, I like him out of those three, to your point, of getting that big play, the one big play. I would go with Chris Olave in this spot. And then in his other league, Jay Powell said, is partial PPR, which I assume would be a half-point PPR league. He's asking, should he start James Conner, assuming that he plays, or Tyler Allgeier?
I'd be willing to roll the dice on Tyler Allgeier here.
I can't go there yet.
I understand it. Yeah. I get it. I'm not a Conner fan at all, really. But he's got the foot thing.
Mm-hmm.
May not even play, and we'll find out, I guess, here pretty soon. Yeah, I'm going Allgeier. Yeah.
Okay. I can't do that with
I think it's
yet.
Coming, man, and Seattle can't stop anybody. Like, I think if there's going to be a game for him to, you know, 75 yards and a touchdown, it could be today.
My worry is just that I think he's just going to, like we saw last week, I think he's just going to split the work with Cordero Patterson. I think Connor's just going to have more opportunities that when they get inside the five, they do like to run there in Arizona, whether that be Kyler Murray or James Connor. So I just like his chances of scoring a touchdown just a tad more
I think the Falcons, like you saw the 22 carries in week one with CP,
yeah.
And then Algier wasn't even dressed.
Yeah. And then the next week it was 10 and 10.
Carries.
Yep.
All right. The Falcons want this job to be Algier's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. CP's kind of the safety valve there. I think Tyler Algier may see 15 carries today,
okay.
Whereas CP only sees 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll see. It might be the hotter guy. The Seahawks probably won't be able to stop either one of them. If both of them are running the ball effectively, you might see both of them get 15 carries.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, given the matchup versus the Seahawks, and they haven't stopped anybody yet this season, I think Tyler Algier has the capability to break a couple, and you might see a pretty good game out of him today. So that's why I'd lean that.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily as high on Tyler Algier as Bo is for this week, but I do like him, to your point, for kind of rest of season. So if someone dropped him after his performances the first couple weeks, I've actually seen him dropped in quite a number of leagues that I'm in. I have some running backs in those leagues, so I'm not necessarily going after him, but pick him up. Make sure you get him on your roster and get some depth, especially as we start to get those running back injuries.
It's a great segue there by our guy, Jay Powell. So as far as the Seahawks-Falcons game goes, we've covered Tyler Algier. You know, sneaky good flex play, I think, this week. Drake London, get him in your lineup.
Yep.
Yeah. Kyle Pitts, leave him in your lineup.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yep. And he drafted him in a set. I mean, like, yeah, you may have gotten lucky and picked up Gerald Everett or Tyler Higbee or something like that, but you're playing Kyle Pitts one more time. If it's another week with three targets, we are having conversations moving forward, though, about other guys we're starting over Kyle Pitts. Because I'm not going to just, like, zombie walk
all
through the season and say Kyle Pitts is going to be a good player. You know, we got to see it at some
now,
point.
Now, we've always said, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease is a thing, and that usually happens that way. Now, Kyle Pitts has not been a squeaky wheel. He has not come out and said anything about wanting more targets, catching more balls, but everyone else in the entire industry has.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that Arthur Smith has heard a lot of this. Of course, he's been asked it point blank. Why is Kyle Pitts not getting the ball more? You think that could change today because of that? Like, can we dial up some plays?
It should.
If they're not 0-2, it's a different conversation, right? So you haven't gotten him the ball. You're 0-2. Let's try something else.
Yeah. Just you could even try to force him the football. He's a good player.
Fourth overall. Yeah, throw it high. That's kind of why you're drafting him, fourth overall.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, back shoulder. He can catch the ball pretty good over, you know.
It's going to be infuriating, especially, well, for all different reasons. But if the Falcons lose and Kyle Pitts isn't used again,
man,
like, you know, what are we doing today? You know, and then I'll wait till Arthur Smith's, you know, chippy comment about fantasy football or whoever he wants to make fun of tomorrow with that.
How about on the Seattle Seahawks side of the ball? DK? Leave him in your lineup. I have him in a lineup, and I have left him for now. Good matchup.
I'd rather – let me – like, a couple of names that we've talked – like, I'm starting Adam Thielen over DK Metcalf today. I'm starting Nelson Aguilar over DK Metcalf.
I like the Aguilar. I don't know that I can get on board with Thielen.
I'm starting a lot. If I can sit him, I'm sitting him. If I can. I'm not dropping him or anything like that yet, but I – you know, that's one of those I got to see it too.
Yeah.
I know DK's been good, but it was Lockett last week. Lockett's kind of been the de facto one, so I'm leaving him on the bench if I can.
How about Tyler Lockett, speaking of?
Slight bump over DK Metcalf.
Really?
So, yeah, just through the first couple of weeks, he's been better.
Yeah.
So, but again, if I can not start any Seattle Seahawks players, that would be good.
Yeah. All right, so another sneaky good play here, I think. Falcons defense, how you feel about that? Playing up against a backup quarterback.
Yeah, it's not awful.
Look, you're looking for, in fantasy football, as far as defenses are concerned, all right, you're looking for turnovers.
Yeah.
You're looking for sacks.
Yep.
The Falcons have been getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, they've been bringing blitzes and all that.
I don't know how many
stuff.
Interceptions they may have, but they're still playing up against a backup quarterback, and if they're going to get any interceptions, let this week be the week.
Do you like them or one you tossed out earlier with the Texans against the Bears? Would you rather play the Texans this week or the Falcons?
Both spicy matchups.
They're both – good chance that they're out there in your league. So which one would you go with?
I mean, if I have to pick one?
Yeah, you got to pick one.
Justin Fields or Geno Smith, who do I think is going to turn the ball over more? Give me Geno Smith because they're going to throw the ball more. Give me the Falcons defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right, we're going to try to run through the rest of the NFL slate. But, hey, feel free to call us if you can. All right, we've got some injury reports coming out now. 404-741-0929. Reach out to us on Twitter. One more segment left. Man, we need to stretch this thing. We need like 4 hours. We'll be right back. Two Dudes Same Fantasy, 99 The Game, and the Odyssey app. Yo, VIP.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
I can picture myself at Green Acres Junior High. I'm like eighth grade, maybe seventh.
You got a couple years on me.
I suspect with a brand new invention.
You were listening to this in high school.
Yeah, about 10 years.
Think about fourth grade Brian just getting it.
Did you know anything about all vanilla ice?
My brother was 8 years older than
me.
So I was
and your brother about the same age.
I was brought into some music I shouldn't have heard at a very young age, which probably just made me who I am today.
Molded you.
Yeah, exactly. Into just dark humor and fun.
Because you ended up at a young age experiencing what was 90s hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
Which was probably the best, like, era of hip hop music ever, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm 7 and 8 years old listening to Biggie and also
Dre.
Yep.
The Chronic. Man. The Chronic and Doggy Style and Back to Back Years.
All of it.
What?
That's what those are the first time. Like, that's
Smoke,
the first thing I learned about with rap. And it never really got any better, you know? There was a good, 10-year run. There's
Welcome
some good
back
musicians,
to Two Dudes Same Fantasy, brought to you by Houndstooth Grill. Brunch still going on at Houndstooth till 3 o'clock. Go up there, get you some brunch, get you some Bloody Marys. It's going to be great. You know, we're going to try to roll through some more games in the NFL. We do have a few injury updates, BG.
Yeah, so officially, Alvin Kamara, these are all active players. They are going to play today. That's Alvin Kamara, J.K. Dobbins, Gabe Davis, Hayden Hurst, Josh Jacobs, and Dawson Knox. Officially inactive so far today, Jacoby Myers and Taysom Hill. We know those for sure. And one other thing I wanted to give an update on, we had gotten the call about it was Tua or I forgot who the other Derek Carr was the question, which quarterback to play. We had talked about the secondary and how they're playing four guys who have only combined for 3 NFL starts. In addition to that, the Bills are going to be down a couple of defensive linemen. They're going to be without D-tackle Ed Oliver, as well as Jordan Phillips. And for those of you who've been watching the Bills games, Jordan Phillips is that big 97 up the middle that everyone goes, who's that? Who's been a wrecking ball? Start Tua and Waddle and Tyreek Hill with all of the confidence in the world today.
Is this starting to kind of – so, I mean, when you think about the other side of the ball for the Bills, that offense,
yeah,
that right there makes it kind of hard to think, could the Dolphins win this game? But, I mean, could the Dolphins win this game? Can they keep up? Can the Dolphins' offense keep up with the Bills?
I think they're just going to be, casually 10 points behind the whole game. But keeping up – Bills are going to get out to that lead, and then the Dolphins will score, but it'll just be kind of that –
it's the highest over
under 7-10 point game. Yeah, because it's up
in
to
the NFL,
54 and climbing,
and I still
think
that
right?
I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I think I would too. This is a, yeah. And this is also, you know, for those of you who are inclined to bet, you just ride the Bills until they tell you otherwise, even with all the injuries. Just see what happens.
Rams at the Arizona Cardinals. Lots of fantasy goodness in that one. I think you can start both quarterbacks. You can start Cam Akers probably. We're looking for a little breakout for him this week. Darrell Henderson.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of got to view him the same right now based on what you saw in week 2. It's a good matchup, so if you want to start either of them, I think you should feel good. Not super great about it, again, because they'll probably split carries, but it seems like they want Akers to be the guy again, and for whatever reason, he may have just been in the doghouse or coming off the injury in week 1 where they didn't use him as much. But he was a big part of the game plan
going
into last week.
J.K. Dobbins officially off the injury report.
Yep, there it is.
Here we go.
There it is.
Of course, Cooper Kupp, you're going to start. Marquise Brown, look, it's not as bad of a matchup as you might think with Jalen Ramsey on the other side. Jalen Ramsey did get kind of cooked in week 1. You know, it was Diggs?
Yeah, it was Diggs. And he let him know, too.
Well, of course he did.
As he should. As he should.
Jalen Ramsey's still a great player, but he's not necessarily a shadow guy. So I think Marquise Brown is safe there. Allen Robinson got any?
Yeah, I listen, I think Allen Robinson, I'm slightly down on him from when we came into the season. Terrible week 1, pretty decent week 2. This is a great matchup for him. I view him as a borderline wide receiver 2-3 type. He should be in your lineups today.
Both tight ends, Higbee and Ertz, are both startable.
Yeah, Higbee actually, I picked him up in a few weeks.
He leads targets.
He leads tight ends and targets, and the Cardinals give up all sorts of points to tight ends. Higbee's getting in the end zone today.
Not so much great fantasy action in Jags, Chargers, but there's some stuff. James Robinson, I do think, that was a bold pick for me.
Okay.
Herbert, do we have any news on Herbert? I think he's going to play. It's the thing is, he's going to be playing through pain.
Well, let's talk about it real quick. If he does play, you're starting who? And if he doesn't play, you're starting who?
If Herbert does play, you know, you want to make sure that Keenan Allen's playing, and I'm starting Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
If Keenan Allen doesn't play, then I'll go Mike Williams. If Herbert's playing and Keenan Allen's playing, I'm not necessarily on the Mike Williams train.
Okay.
really wanting to do that to myself.
Interested in Josh Palmer if Herbert plays and Keenan Allen does not play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As a flex.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to expect a whole lot, you know, but he's startable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could be a thing.
He had a kind of a bad game last week and then got bailed out with the late touchdown, but he got eight targets in the game without Keenan Allen, so definitely something to keep an eye on.
Eckler, of course, you know, on the other side of the ball. Christian Kirk, he's pretty much in that.
He's set.
Stardom.
For now, I mean, until he's been so – he's just getting the volume and the work, and they look so much better than they did. So, yeah, definitely start Christian Kirk.
In a deep league PPR, maybe Travis Etienne. Maybe.
Yeah. Dice roll, flat – you know, it's a – running backs are running backs, which means there's not a lot of good ones of them. So, if you have to get Etienne in your lineup, only in PPR leagues, though, I wouldn't – if you're a non-PPR, I'd try to get him out of your lineup.
Eagles at Commanders. As we move on, Jalen Hurts, he's going to stay in your lineup. Mm-hmm. Not a great matchup. Carson Wentz, look, you're going to want to start Kirk Cousins if you can get him. You probably can. If you're already streaming quarterbacks, or I was able to get after a team with an injured quarterback over there in San Francisco, I was able to get Wentz and Tua in the same waiver wire
week.
I picked them both up.
Yeah.
Going Tua today, and it's actually starting to look a lot better. We've talked ourselves into Tua actually having a pretty good game.
Yeah, the last 2 hours have been the Tua rise. We're like, oh, this guy's out, and this guy's out, and this guy's out.
This Bills defense all of a sudden isn't this Bills defense. Does that bode well for the Miami Dolphin running back? Maybe, but we don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, plus you still think it's going to – the Bills are still going to score on the Dolphins.
Dolphins are going to have to throw the ball.
Their starting offense or no one starting or whoever. Like, Bills are scoring on whoever your starting defense is or your second –
Antonio Gibson, Miles Sanders, you're starting both those guys.
Are you starting Antonio Gibson for sure? He had 14 for 28 and fell in the end zone. I didn't have him as one. He'd be a cold play for me this week. I would get off
him. So you'd
get off Gibson.
Look somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think he's safe. You know, they use him in the pass game. They also use J.D. McKissic.
Yeah.
But
McKissic was used a lot last week.
Yeah.
He's going to have to score to pay off today, Gibson. Like, I would rather start, like we just talked about, I'd rather start both those Rams guys over Gibson this week.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I can maybe see that.
Yeah.
Logan Thomas. Finally being Logan Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, I think Logan Thomas probably, I wish I would have been on this in the early shows of the I think Logan Thomas could probably finish this. I don't know what a Brave call would be, but top 10, I think, might be that. I think Logan Thomas can finish inside the top 10.
I think that's brave enough, man. He's coming off another – I think it was the ACL the most recent injury for him. The one thing about – like, we've like raved about the Eagles, and we've talked about them a lot. They do let up some underneath stuff where Wentz is really more of a push-it-down-the-field guy. So I could see Logan Thomas having a nice Florida day. It's funny, as the words Logan Thomas were coming out of your mouth, someone picked him up in one of my leagues. Literally, Logan Thomas added by. It was like, so they must be listening, you know? They must be listening to the show.
Yeah, I love Logan Thomas. I actually have him in a couple of leagues. He's on the bench in a couple, but I have him as a starter in my dynasty league that we're in. I actually made a pretty silly trade last season to acquire Logan Thomas because at the time I had depth at a position. I don't know if it was – it was a package deal where I sent Debo Samuel off. In return, I got some guys and Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas tears his ACL the very next week.
Oof. Yeah.
So
brutal.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Raiders, Titans. There's some fantasy goodness in this one. Carr, I think, has come up earlier. Has set up to have a decent game, but we still like somebody like Cousins.
Yeah, yeah, I like Carr. I mean, I feel like we've almost sounded down on Carr just because of the people that
matchup.
We like Cousins and Tua more, but we like Carr more. I mean, I do more so than Brady or Rodgers or Carson Wentz. Like, I would go with Carr over all of those guys. So, and that's probably a spot that a lot of people are in.
Hunter Renfrow not playing in this one. Definitely, like, of course, you like Devontae Adams. You like Darren Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else strike your fancy here?
Nah, probably avoiding the running back situation because Josh Jacobs was ill and then traveled there, but not with the team. And like, I would just try to avoid that running back situation altogether.
Maybe this is a game where Zeus could.
I hope so. It'd be great to just see him get some
at
run.
Least do something.
Just honestly, as a Georgia fan, just to see what he looked like in the NFL, it'd be nice to see. But yeah, I'm avoiding the running back situation there.
Bengals Jets. I mean, you have to like Burrow. You have to like Higgins. Jamar Chase are pretty much lineup locks. They're not, you know, mixing the same.
Yeah, and
Boyd, not so much.
Yeah.
Yet. Once Burrow gets going, I think Tyler Boyd can be in the conversation of the flex radar moving forward. I think this offense can sustain. Like, two out of the three of them are going to have good weeks every week. it seems. Once Burrow gets going, this might be the game to do it. You know, it's the Jets. So. Yeah,
and it feels like Mixon's going to have a big game today. He has been so-so through the first 2 weeks of the season. So,
Hayden Hurst also becoming a thing in Cincinnati.
He's gotten 15 targets through the first 2 weeks. And the thing about that is the offensive line playing so poorly, he's been the quick check down guy for Joe Burrow because he's just under duress and under fire there. So he winds up just chucking it really quick to Hayden Hurst. I like Logan Thomas a little bit better, but if you're in a tight end spot and need some help.
Sure, I mean, he's a bucket guy. He can get it done for you.
Yeah.
Any other Jets receivers other than Garrett Wilson?
No. Keep Eli Moore rostered, but don't start him today. And Corey Davis, I think over the course of the next few weeks, he's going to get less and less targets.
Michael Carter, solid flex.
Yeah, and Breece Hall, I mean, they're pretty much been splitting carries. Yeah. So if you want a dice roll on one of those, I would try to get off the Jets guys this week just because I think the Bengals are going to come to play and win this game today. Yeah.
They need and want this game. Yeah. Ravens, Pats, Lamar, of course, Mac Jones, eh. Jacoby Myers is not playing. Nelson Aguilar, a pretty good play on paper.
Solid dart throw. I'm throwing that dart this week in a couple
weeks. I don't
know
that that's even much of a dart throw. I think it's pretty safe.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's a dart throw from 3 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe just 4 feet.
A little easy one?
Halfway in between the tape and the dartboard.
Okay.
That's where you're throwing this one. I think Aguilar is a good play. Yeah. I like that call.
Halfway closer to the dart throw?
Yeah. Yeah. Devontae Parker, not so much. Where's he been?
Ugh.
Used to be a good player. Then he got
hurt. I know. I really thought he was going to be good just for a long haul, but pretty upsetting.
Mark Andrews, of course. No big surprise there. Lions, Vikings. So this is the second highest over-under in the entire NFL today.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta like the Vikings against the Thielen was a bold call for you. Of course, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, never leaving your lineup. DJ Chark could be a sneaky good play today if you need a guy somewhere, deep league. Irv Smith, also another bucket tight end guy that could get the job done for you. You're looking for 8 to 10 points. If you don't have one of the four elite guys, and one of the elite guys isn't even playing elite.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, this is a get them all, especially all the Vikings. Yeah, like you mentioned, Cousins, Jefferson, Thielen, Cook. You're starting all those dudes. Irv Smith, if you need a tight end, isn't a bad play.
Jared Goff, sneaky good play today.
Yeah, not a terrible stream. Not a terrible stream if you need to do that, which is just weird. It's also hard to sit there and look at your lineup and put Jared Goff over a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers today, but you might have to do it. And you might have to just hold your breath and hope that it happens.
And
so
hold your breath, close your eyes, maybe not even watch the game.
Check in afterwards.
Bills, Dolphins, we've spent a lot of time talking about this, and we're going to skip over that one because we've pretty much gone through that. Chiefs, Colts. You're going to start all your Chiefs. CEH was a almost a cold play for me. I'm not a huge fan of CEH today. Colts defense still pretty decent. Got out-touched by McKinnon last week. He's had a good start to the season, mainly because of touchdowns. You don't want to chase touchdowns. So I would lower your expectations on CEH. I'm not saying you're going to take him out of your lineup. I don't know of a whole lot of people you might have on your bench where you would start ahead of him.
Trade him. If you can,
definitely
try to trade him. He's got good name value. Plays for the Chiefs. People have seen it. If you can get rid of him and get some good value for him, I certainly will. You're holding off on the pass catchers here for the wide receivers for the Chiefs. You just kind of see it flush out one more week. I do think Juju bounce listen, I'm not advising to play Juju. I think he should still be rostered. I've been wrong about him so far, but I think he bounces back and winds up having a good game this week.
Before we get up out of here. Ronnie from Rome has been waiting patiently. Sorry about that, Ronnie. I did not even see the text. Ronnie from Rome has a question about QBs.
Hey, I've got trash for quarterbacks, but my rest of my team's stacked. But I got to pick two quarterbacks. We're a PPR league. I got Brady. I've got Flacco. I've got Geno Smith, and I got Fields. And I got to have two of them.
Oh, man, I can't believe I'm about to say
names. Ronnie, what happened during your draft, bro? Did you wait, or did you have somebody get hurt?
I was way down the line, so I said, you know what? My receivers are Kupp, Hill, Kirk. I got Evans, who's out on suspension.
Yeah.
And then I got Eckler as running back, and then I had the San Francisco running back got hurt, so – but, I mean, the rest of my team is stacked except for my quarterback.
All right, so for me, I'm going to eliminate two of these guys just because one of them, you can't start Fields. Unless this is you get 2 points for every 10 rushing yards or something crazy like that. Until the Bears start throwing the ball, which they've thrown the ball a total of like 25 times through two games, some in that.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not going to be Fields. Geno Smith is a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think the Falcons are a sneaky good defensive play today. By elimination, that's going to leave Brady and Flacco. You don't like it as far – like, we've been telling you not to play either of these guys all morning, but of those four, look, Tom Brady's still Tom Brady. He's still got Lenny back there. He's going to – look, he will throw for 150 yards. Maybe he throws for a couple of touchdowns. Not the best play in the world today, but he is a – you know.
I agree with you, so it's weird that we're both agreeing on Joe Flacco, which is that's very strange way that we're going to wrap up today's show. I'm 100% going Justin Fields over Brady. Fields has scored more points than Tom Brady already, even in the two crappy games he's had. Like, that's where Brady's at so far.
Texas defense is going to get after Justin Fields.
Fields is a good DFS play. Go with Fields and Flacco. You can blame me if I'm wrong, all right?
All right, brother. Appreciate y'all, man. Yep. I just found your show last week, and I'm going to be listening every week now.
Hey, thanks for listening, brother, out there in Rome, Georgia.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Good luck in your matchup today.
All right, we got to get up out of here. Thank you to Houndstooth Grill and Bar. Go up there. Brunch still going on until 3 o'clock. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is coming up next with Hugh and John.
Josh Jacob is active, but don't play him if you can go to somebody else.
Achy breaky sickness. All right, that's it for us. Bo Johnson, Brian Gebhardt, Two Dudes Same Fantasy. See y'all next week.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.